Yes.
And the long piece of furniture in your room coming that I came in, where two or three or four people can sit.
City. We call that city, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. All right. The furniture, all of it together in this room, is there a term or an expression you use to refer to the whole room grouping?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Well, we call this, me and my wife, our bedroom.
Bedroom.
Uh-huh. We have a dresser in here, and we have our little, they got names for them, I don't know all of them names, and we've got our rockers in here, and we've got our stool chairs in here, and we've got our couch there, and we've got our room, and then the rest of them got there.
All right, now you call this,
there.
You call that one a couch, and the one in the entrance room, you call that a, okay.
Uh-huh.
And all right, will you tell me, what to you is the difference in these two?
Well, that there is just solid, and the other in yonder is in three different sections.
I see.
You see, that in yonder, now you can take that back there and lay it right down and make a cot out of it.
It makes a bed.
Make a bed.
And this piece of furniture, have you ever heard this called a chest of drawers?
A little chest of drawers, right.
And is this, do you use these mostly in bedrooms?
That's right, right. That's right.
For the, I see.
Yes,
sir. Oh, all right, I see. Do you have an expression for these things that pull down over the window to close out the light?
Window shades.
Yes,
ma'am. Or blinds. Some say blinds, window blinds, and some say window shade. I call them blinds myself. But it darkens the room.
Darkens the room. That's right. All right. Now there's a piece of furniture similar to the one over there. I think it's your gun case.
Gun case, yes, ma'am. Right. That's my gun case.
All right. Now in a bedroom that has no closets, a piece of furniture that's a little wider than that, where people sometimes keep their clothes. You know,
Clothes closet, what we call them. There's a rack in there and hang with clothes hangers, and just hang that thing full of clothes, ladies' clothes. I have to put men's clothes in there too, and have a door to it. And call it a closet, clothes closet.
Clothes closet. I see. All right. Now in houses, I don't think you have one in this house, but if in a house that has storage space under the eaves or right under the roof, what would you call that? When a house has vacant space above the living quarters,
mm-hmm.
Do you have an expression that you would call that?
Well, now we call that upstairs. Yeah, we've got a place around there where we put stuff upstairs. Yeah,
it's storage.
In the storage, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Well, we. That's all up there. That's all storage place up there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a room that, where your wife does the cooking?
Kitchen.
You call that the kitchen?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Kitchen, and then as a general rule, we have a what we call the kitchen there, the dining room, and we got a little room built around there on my rest around here. Then we've got a what's called my. Well, I keep my deep freeze in the grocery box.
Mm-hmm. And you
I call that my grocery bin back there.
The grocery bin.
Grocery
okay.
bin.
All right. Grocery bin. All right. Now, if you, in a room where odds and ends are kept, things that you don't use from day to day and that you may be saving or going to get rid of, would you have an expression for that?
Well, yes, sir. I don't know. We got a little room built. I got a little room built on to the other side of where my cook stove is at. We call that scrap end, down in a scrap.
Well,
wife throws her scrap paper, and we keep the stuff in the cans back there, like our